Good morning. We're continuing the Chayodim Kal Chof. We're starting Simen He. Simen He is not very long. Hopefully, we'll accomplish it today. Plus, maybe even Simen Vav. Also, lehafzik ben elokechem leemes. So now, let's talk about for the we differentiated in halacha between in beemsa haperik and ben aprokim, between the prokim and beemsa haperik. So we said before that between the first bracha and the second and and Shema, the paragraph of Shema, the paragraph of Hoyim Shemoya and Vayomer, and now theoretically at the end of Vayomer, going into the bracha of Emes V'Emun or Emes V'Yatziv by day and by night, it's a bracha. It's the same way between bracha number two and Shema is considered Bein Aprokim. So between the end of Shema and bracha number three, it should be considered Bein Aprokim. So the Chayyim tells us that that's not so. One cannot be masik between Elokechem and Hashem Elokechem, which is the end of the pasuk. That's the end of the pasuk. The word Hashem Elokechem, and the word the Emes really belongs to the bracha which Chazal instituted of Emes V'Yatziv in the morning and Emes V'Emuna in the evening. So it's a new point, but you can't interrupt between the two. Based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem Elokim Emes, that the meat of Emes, the reality of Emes in the world, really belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And part of the purpose of Shema is for us to come to that Hakara, that the Baruch Hashem is the true source of Emes. He's the Echad, he's the Yochid, he's the one which is really the source of everything. See, he's the only true reality. See, he's real, he's Emes. So Hashem Elokim Emes is the purpose of the Shema, to come to that recognition. So we cannot interrupt in between Hashem Elokechem and the word Emes. So a person would either pause before Hashem Elokechem Emes to answer Kaddish or Kedusha, whatever is permitted, Bam Sahaperik, or he'll say Hashem Elokechem Emes and then say Yeshua Rabba, or whatever he's supposed to answer. So he's either going to pause before or afterwards, but not in between. But once he says Hashem Elokechem Emes, he started the third bracha. So therefore, V'oz Dinoi Kem Saperik. At this point in time, he's not in the Bam Bam Aprokim anymore. He's already Bam Saperik. He's already in the third bracha. He's in the middle of the bracha already. Once he said Emes, now the Magen Ram brings opinion, but says that you should not pause before the word V'yatziv either, because since V'yatziv is another expression of the concept of Emes, that it's truly established, and that's what the word Yatziv means. So this person should say Hashem Elokechem Emes V'yatziv, and then he can say Yeshvi Rabba, etc. So he should try and speed up a little bit to say that before, if the chazan's about to get to Kaddish at that point, he should say those words and then respond to the Heshmer Rabba or the Kaddish of the Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Moedim, etc. All the lochas we're supposed to respond to. Okay. Simen Vav deals with the halacha that Chazal said, that there is a halacha that we can respond to a greeting of a person, and sometimes we're actually even allowed to greet somebody during Birchas Kriya Shema. So Avo gav the medina mutar lehafzik afilu b'Birchas Kriya Shema bein perek leperek lishol b'shloim adam nechpod. You can, a person that you have a responsibility to give kavod to, you can greet him. Well, hashiv shalom b'chol adam. If somebody gives you shalom, you can respond to him. And b'emsa bracha as afilu b'emsa pasuk chutz b'pasuk Shema shol b'sholam misha yorim imenu kigain aviv or rabbi shalom imenu ikra terasoi. So a person, you have a chiyuv of yira, the chiyuv of yira to a father, to a rebbe who's taught you ikur of your Torah, he's your main rebbe. A talmid chacham muflag b'dorei, he's an extraordinary talmid chacham in the generation. Koshken melech b'chadoima. So that person you can actually even greet b'emsa haperik. U'meishu shalom l'adam nechbod, you can respond to an adam nechbod, u'kern shagoldim mena b'chachmo. Okay, so that's the Ikar Adin. But he says, Mikol Malkum, Be'Basic Nesses, Shainon HaShalom, Be'Shalom. But nowadays, we do not greet in Be'Basic Nesses. You're not allowed to greet anybody in Be'Basic Nesses. You're not allowed to talk about anything else in Be'Basic Nesses. Chalila Lishol, Lahoshiv, Afilim, Divrei Torah, Pesukah Zimra, So a person should not interrupt to do that, even when you're learning or psukin zimra. Kloshken b'mi shein darka lahachbid, and definitely that doesn't apply to a person who's going to not be makbid, which we assume nowadays in halacha that nobody's makbid, and therefore we do not apply this halacha in a situation where you would have somebody which would be makbid. This person seems to say that really a person could do this, but a person should try and avoid the situation if possible, not to be in that situation. So basically that halacha, because we assume nowadays most people are not makbid, has become a halacha which is not lamaisa, and therefore that's why you do not see people doing this bizman hazeh. Okay, have a good day.